concert. Many Huddersfield Town fans will tell you there's exciting things happening at the John Smiths Stadium at the moment. We Town fans know all about this, but now it's getting wider recognition. You may have seen, if you've been online, an article written by George Culkin from The Times about Huddersfield Town and the Wagner Revolution. And I thought, right, let's get George on the show. So very happy to say that George Culkin joins us now. Welcome, George.
Thank you very much indeed. Nice to be here.
Now, the Terriers, we fans, we know that there's exciting things going on there, but what specifically made now the moment you decided to write the article about Huddersfield Town?
Well, I mean, nothing sort of hugely specific, except I suppose the result over Leeds made me sort of sit up and take notice a bit, and I'd obviously saw when David Wagner was appointed manager, and sort of thought, oh, well, that's interesting. And I get a space once a fortnight in the Times to sort of go off and delve into sort of interesting subjects, and so that was that really. But and I'd also heard a little bit about the season ticket campaign, and so really it was sort of all those things put together. But I had sort of no idea really about sort of what a buzz there is around the place, which is sort of quite unusual really when you consider the team's position in the league. But I had a fascinating day at the training ground, really interesting and kind of really, really good and encouraging to see a club determined to do something so differently.
Now, this season for the Terriers, it's all about just making sure they secure their place within the Championship. Still mathematically possible that relegation could happen, though I'm sure all Town fans have got their fingers crossed as I'm talking about this. But as long as we stay within the Championship, what kind of position do you see Huddersfield in next season? Do you see them as a team who might finish four or five places above the relegation zone, maybe a top mid-table side, or maybe even pushing higher than that?
Well, it's interesting because it has the feel of a club that is already going for promotion. I mean, it has that kind of buzz around it. I spoke to Mark Hudson, the captain, and he sort of made that point that it sort of equated to how he felt when he was at Cardiff and they got promoted. And I suppose the important thing and the thing that the manager keeps or the head coach keeps sort of reiterating is that, you know, that they can't get too far ahead of themselves and that there's a long-term project there. I mean, it feels, you know, it's very difficult to predict what will happen. And I suppose it's up to them to kind of carry on this process, which is doing things differently and doing things with intelligence, because they're not going to blow other clubs out of the water with the financial spending. Then, you know, they're not going to do it like that. So they have to be different and they have to be more clever. But yeah, I mean, stay up this season, stabilise, and then you would like them to. I mean, he eventually is targeting the top 10, the top 6, which is which is a very exciting prospect.
Yeah, what about David Wagner? We hear so often that his methods are consistent with how things might be in German football, very much not how things would be in English football, the likes of the double training sessions and the fact that if you've got a game coming on a Tuesday night at 7:45 or whatever, that's when you actually train in the build-up to it. Do you get the sense when you maybe were talking to the players, when you're talking to Mark Hudson, or just from what you know with football in general, it is A, unusual, and B, how do you see it's been received by those at Town?
Well, it's definitely unusual. Yeah, it's absolutely not the sort of the way of doing things in English football traditionally. And Mark Hudson, who's 34 and sort of had a lifetime in the game, said that it's been quite difficult for him and his family to adapt because he's got two kids and they've had a way of, not that I'm sort of trying to sort of muster sympathy for footballers, but it's a definite lifestyle change. There's a risk with all those things that people don't buy into it, and that's the sort of gamble that Town have taken. But Hudson also said that it's the fittest he's ever been. There's been such a sort of result in terms of their performances, if not results, that they can see it's working and they can feel it's working. And that, that's the key thing. If they do it and it works, then they'll buy into it and take it forward. If it doesn't work, then that's when you get problems. But they're fitter, they're stronger, they're doing things differently, and they're obviously excited about it. But no, it's counter to sort of, it's absolutely counter to what we're used to in English football, yeah.
of course, something that a lot of people focus on, maybe less so the Town fans, because we're part of the Wagner revolution, if you like, but everybody else tends to look at that relationship with Jurgen Klopp. Now, I see from your article that they've actually only seen each other a couple of times since they've both been based in England, but they seem to speak still on the phone quite a bit. Do you see that they're both maybe chatting to each other tactically? Do you think there might be that whole link-up between them of, well, I have this player who might be good for you, or I've scouted that player that might work for you? Do you see it as that kind of relationship between the two of them?
I think the relationship is first and foremost, just one of very close friends. I mean, they've known each other for a quarter of a century. And, I mean, it's, it's sort of fascinating that they've had that close relationship from their time as players, and then we're sort of working. I mean, I'd hate the word project, but we're working on the same project at Borussia Dortmund, playing the same style of football, and sort of that link up there. I mean, it would be nice to think that could, that could develop, but I suppose I find it sort of just more interesting that, that they're 60 miles apart from each other, and admittedly a division apart too, but sort of effectively doing the same sort of thing. Why couldn't there be a relationship if that works? It's all about contacts, and it's all about sort of who you know often in football, and if they're playing similar styles of football, then you can see that there could be a way that relationship would work for both clubs. One point that Wagner did make is that I'm not sure if I got this into the article, but when he was working for Dortmund's under 23 team, it was in the third tier of German football for most of it, so he's not a novice to league football, albeit he's in a new country, and the young players that he was working with were used and hardened to sort of league football. Now that's obviously a sort of system we don't have for under 21 teams and academy teams. So there's potential that why wouldn't a Liverpool player, if they're used to, if Klopp is trying to sort of instill a certain style of play, why wouldn't they be interested in going to Huddersfield, who are doing something similar? Makes sense.
And what about the £179 season ticket? As you can see, there's been a really great response from the Town fans to that, selling the initial grouping, 10,000, I think it was. It's then been increased to 15,000. Do you think that within football in general, in the Yorkshire area, maybe slightly beyond as well, people look at this £179 season ticket and might actually think, well, my team isn't doing so well, so we might actually look at Huddersfield? Or do other teams will look at it and go, £179, we may have to look at pricing structures like that, maybe not next season, but for the season after and so on?
Well, I hope so. I mean, I know that Bradford City has been very forward-thinking in terms of ticket prices as well, and that's had a big role to play in their, certainly in the way that they've attacked the cups in recent seasons. But I mean, I think it's absolutely brilliant. It's absolutely brilliant. And at a time when ticket pricing is such a sort of sensitive subject, especially in the Premier League, I think it's just an absolutely brilliant thing to do. And it is a risk. It's absolutely a risk. It's not just about selling the tickets. It's then making the kind of product, worthy of it. But I think it's, at a time when sort of TV money is what it is, there is an opportunity for football clubs to sort of re-engage with their supporters, and the two things are going hand in hand at Huddersfield, which is sort of what makes it very exciting. I think it's an absolutely fantastic gesture, and it's sort of, for me, Wagner talked about the Huddersfield, sorry, the terrier identity, which I thought was, which I thought was brilliant, that there's a way of playing that that can sort of somehow reflect the club's identity that it already has and the history. And I think sort of getting supporters on board with ticket prices is part of that. And full marks to them, and I really hope it works. It's a fascinating experiment, very bold, very different, but it's one that, I think that it's one that kind of plugs into the club's history, which is great.
Other teams will have seen what's happening with Wagner and the excitement it is creating at Huddersfield. Do you think other teams this summer may look at replicating in terms of maybe looking at a new head coach who comes in? Might they follow a similar model? Or do you think even some might try and look at Wagner and tempt him away?
Well, I mean, I think it depends. Well, I certainly hope that they wouldn't tempt him away. I mean, I think he's committed to what he's doing. He's described it as the perfect club for him for those reasons we've just talked about. So I hope that he sticks with it. I think, you know, whether it's the Premier League, whether it's the Championship or whatever division, there's more sort of emphasis on clubs having to do something differently. Because if you look at Leicester, for example, and obviously nobody expected them to be where they are this season, or you know, hardly anybody did. But the way they've done it is by being clever, and they've been very, very clever with recruitment. And they've built a team. I think the days of teams going out and spending their way to success aren't, I'm not saying those days are over, but there's an opportunity, I think, for other clubs to sort of take a different route. And Leicester proved that, you know, absolutely. And I think there's a similar thing at Huddersfield. If they want to get up in the fullness of time, or if they want to be successful, then, you know, they're not going to do it by shed loads of money. They will do it by doing something different. And I think there's more and more clubs are coming to realise that it's about recruitment first and foremost. It's about scouting networks, and it's about innovation. And, you know, Huddersfield have embraced that fully.
Right, let's turn our attention to the game tonight. It's Middlesbrough hosting Huddersfield in the return fixture back at the end of November. It was very early in David Wagner's tenure at Huddersfield Town, and the game, I was there, really stood out to me because it showed a great example of what was to come. Now, at that stage, the Town players were still getting used to the energy levels required. The stats after the game showed real domination by Huddersfield in certain areas. Possession, the Terriers had 75%. In terms of shots, they had double the amount that Middlesbrough had. The problem in that game came from the fact that the ultimate stat that matters is that Huddersfield scored no goals, Middlesbrough scored two. Now that Town have got themselves more into the groove with this, do you see them posing Middlesbrough a similar threat tonight, maybe with more goals scored by Town this time?
Well, I'm fascinated to see. I mean, I've not seen Huddersfield play, which is the only thing that I'm slightly disappointed about when I write that piece. I like to have seen the team actually play, but I am familiar with Middlesbrough. I'm based up in the North East, so I'm sure you can understand if I say I've got slight mixed feelings about tonight, because with Newcastle and Sunderland doing how they're doing, I'm very, very keen for Middlesbrough to get up if they can. It'll be a fascinating game. Middlesbrough aren't the most sort of expressive of teams, and they've obviously just gone through a wobble recently with Aitor Karanka, although they seem to have got themselves a bit back on track. It'll be very interesting. It'll be very interesting. Middlesbrough seem to have a bit of momentum behind them again. Huddersfield, you know, they are struggling in terms of results, so I'm fascinated. Fascinating to see how it turns out.
Dean Whitehead returning to Middlesbrough tonight. What kind of reception do you think he'll get? It's the first time he's been back since the move from Borough to Huddersfield in the summer.
I think he'll get a very good reception. He should do. And by all accounts, he's been very influential for Huddersfield this season. Although, you know, you could tell me better than that. But he was a very solid performer for Middlesbrough. He's been vital over the last couple of years, and I think he would get a very good reception.
Well, George Culkin, really great to talk to on Radio Yorkshire. Really fascinating to find out your thoughts on Huddersfield Town. If you want to find out more of what George has been writing, you can follow him on Twitter. Culkin The Times is his Twitter address. And you can see the article about Town on there. But George, for now, thank you very much.
Thank you very much indeed, and good luck to Huddersfield for the rest of the season.